I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Gavin, Katie came in here with some very important news today.
I doubt that.
Yeah. 106.5, The End.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
Campus might be closed for quarantine at Sac State, but that's not going to stop him from learning. He's back with facts. It's intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, what are some of the facts you found today for Did You Know with intern Kevin?
Did you know Simon Cowell's first job was for a studio in London where The Shining was filmed, and he polished Jack Nicholson's axe for a Here's Johnny scene.
Okay, who is Simon Cowell?
He's the mean judge on American Idol, but now he's turning a soft heart.
Have you ever watched that show?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anyone say his name out loud?
Yeah.
And you are making the decision not to pronounce it correctly.
I said Cowell.
That's not. That's no one's ever called him that.
What is it then?
Cowell.
No, it's not.
Simon Cowell.
I could have sworn I heard someone say Cowell. I think Katy Perry said it.
Nope, she didn't. No, she did not.
Okay, so what was his first job now that we've figured that out?
He was polishing an axe for Jack Nicholson.
Does this mean anything to you?
Right, Make sure you say that part.
For the Here's Johnny scene.
I would like for you to describe what you think that is.
Okay, it's probably someone holding an axe and saying, "Here's Johnny."
But why? What's the context of the scene?
He's trying to kill someone.
Okay, yeah.
Or he's trying to chop down a tree.
He's trying to kill someone. He's trying to kill his wife.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he says, "Here's Johnny," because the wife knows that he's Johnny.
He's not.
Oh.
That's not even his name in the movie.
No.
Then why he say, "Here's Johnny"?
Because that used to be a really famous expression.
Came from The Tonight Show, which is now hosted by Jimmy Fallon, used to be hosted by
Johnny.
Johnny who?
Johnny and Incredible.
Johnny Incredible.
Johnny Incredible sounds like a name that shows up on a fake ID.
right. His name was Johnny Carson.
Of Carson Daly.
Yes.
He's related.
And then right at the beginning of the show, a guy named Ed
Sharon.
No.
Oh, this was back in 1976.
Okay, yeah. First of all, it's Ed Sheeran.
I said that.
No, you said Ed Sheeran. Which is absolutely a name that would show up on a fake ID. Ed Sheeran.
All right, it's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know the Michelin Man has a name, and it is B. Bendum.
Spell it out, Kevin.
B-I-B-E-N-D-U-M. So it's B-Ben-Dum.
What if B-Bendum. It's, what
By
if it's
Bendum.
By Bendum.
No.
You don't, that's got to be like.
Because the I before a B makes the E sound.
What?
Huh?
Okay,
it's
so
like the rule
see.
Of I before E except after C.
That is a rule. I don't think I before E, and I is not before E in that word.
Okay, so
I is before E. Yes, it is.
It's I-B-E. Yeah. I mean, there's no rule if there's a letter in between them.
Okay. No one said that.
Every shut up. Bibendum was depicted visually as a lord of industry, a master of all he surveyed, and a patriot expounder of the French spirit.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So, thanks for jumping ahead, Katie.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
But like, if you are a titan of industry, you wouldn't look like the Michelin man, right?
Are you kidding?
It's great. Men,
most titans of industry, I assume when they take their suits off, that is what they look
they
like.
They look white and roly.
Yes!
That's true.
All right. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know in China, Hooters is called American Owl Restaurant?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, owl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Not American Owl.
Not American Owl.
Did I say that wrong, too?
It sounds
no,
like
you said it right.
Oh, boy.
Have you been to a Hooters?
Yes. Their wings are bomb.
Their wings are...
They're pretty good, and they're cheap.
I got a feather in one once.
Oh, no.
It turned my stomach.
You didn't talk to the hostess.
Well, I mean, I try not to. That's one restaurant that when I go in there, I try not to talk to the staff because I feel like even if you're going to say, excuse me, miss, there's a feather in my wing, they're going like, oh, this a-hole.
Right.
Like, stop coming on to me. No matter what you say.
You don't think that when you get a job at a Hooters, you're signing up to deal with that?
Kevin
says
yes.
Well, my friend works at Hooters and she had to go through a test.
What was the test?
So you have to go up against a wall, and if you're a certain amount away from the wall, from being up against of it because of your breast size, then that's how you pass.
I feel like that's not accurate.
Yeah.
That's what my friend said. She works at Hooters.
Yeah.
Can we call her?
I'd lost her number. She moved to L.A.
Uh-huh.
And she does, like, TikTok videos while bartending at Hooters.
Okay, so we can follow her on
TikTok?
American
dream.
Oh, but you also don't know her TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good friend.
Well, she was like a pass-by customer. Pass-by, yes.
Peripheral
friend? What are you saying?
A pass-by classmate.
Pass-by friend in China is what an acquaintance is called.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.